Oh, what the heck is this?
What? What's up?
Look at this spill!
Oh, it's
Someone
everywhere.
Someone spilled Slurp Slop all over the ground.
It's blue and sticking all over the place.
Oh my god. Look, they used a bucket to fill the Slurp Slop.
Wow, this was a mess and then a bigger mess after they tried to fix it.
Look
for
at all
sure.
of this. They're trying to clean
Did
it up.
Did you do this?
Is Why would I make this mess?
Well, it seems like something you would clumsily do.
No. How do I accidentally spill a bunch of Slurp Slop?
It's a mystery?
No.
Yes! I get to be Detective Alex the Projectionist again.
What's
Hold
going
on.
What's
Buffy,
going on?
There's a mystery. Who spelled the Slurp Slop? So I can figure it out.
I don't know.
You wait a second.
That sounds weird.
It sounds like you do know.
Yeah.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You want to be my assistant?
Yeah.
Wait, don't you usually like to be the character and the detective who dresses up in these things?
Yeah.
You're gonna let me 110% be the detective the way I've always wanted to be. Yay!
Yeah,
I'm gonna go get my raincoat, my fedora, my hat.
You're not gonna help me clean this up?
Oh god, I have too much stuff to get. I gotta get here. Do you have a mop? You have a mopo?
No, I don't have the mop. I don't know where he is.
Here, use Ragnar.
I don't want to use Ragnar.
Don't throw me up here.
Shut up, Ragnar. I gotta go.
I don't want to use Ragnar.
I'm gonna get dressed real quick. You just clean this mess up. I'm gonna get out of here real quick.
I don't want to use Ragnar.
Right back. Poppy, come with me.
Okay.
So, we're gonna do this, right?
Ragnar, listen, buddy.
Ragnar, very happy to clean.
I know, you're a rag. That's your job.
Thank
Help
you.
Me clean, but it's a little weird.
Why is it weird?
When you talk, when I'm cleaning with
we're
you...
We're gonna be team.
I know we're a team. That's not the problem. The problem is that you make it weird when you talk.
Peter and Ragnar,
no,
together again!
This is fine.
Cleaning up messes, the best of friends.
But see, when I hold you... And I start cleaning with
in
you.
In my arms!
Yeah, you start singing. And it's weird!
Right, well, you're not throwing me in the water! By the way, I need warm water this time. Cold water makes my fringes shrink.
You're making it weird.
I can't help it. It's just what happens.
You're making it weird.
All right, we'll do this then. We'll clean up mess. Right
yes,
now, clean up.
Fine.
All right, dip me in water.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Really good.
Stop.
Ragnar,
I'm putting you down.
All right.
When you talk.
Yes?
It's weird.
I'm sorry.
Just, we can talk like this when we're not doing anything.
But
why
don't you tag me what's bothering you?
I am Ragnar!
Ragnar had a couple classes of psychiatry. No, Ragnar, what
you're
a
rag.
This is not about Ragnar. This is about you. What are you going through?
I am feeling weirded out because you are weirding me out.
Go on.
Because you talk when we clean.
How does that make you feel?
Weird! Uncomfortable! Awkward!
How would you like to work on that?
By you not talking when we clean!
Now, if I did nothing and you were to do something, what would you do?
I would be happy, because you wouldn't be talking when we're cleaning.
Ragnar prescribes Xanax.
What?
I don't have Xanax, so Ragnar, make sure you go to Red Pharmacist.
I'm not getting drugs to fix this.
Back alley you, pharmacist.
No, you just need to not talk when we clean.
All right.
All right, let's play the quiet game.
Okay.
Okay. Nothing else could possibly happen. No! Stop talking! Quiet.
Okay.
Quiet.
Ragnar, quiet.
Okay.
Could you turn the hot water up a little
no,
bit?
No! Someone's calling me. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Peter. Oh. It's Theodore Theater.
Yeah, man. Listen, dude.
Hey, Theodore, it's Ragnar.
No.
Ragnar, clean up like usual.
Okay. Yes, he knows.
What is Ragnar doing there?
A huge Slurp Slop spill happened.
I miss you too, Theo.
Ragnar.
All those secret spills we clean up.
I am talking.
When?
You are the bathroom attendant, Theo the hero, without plunger.
No one calls him the Theo. What?
It was on a tree outside.
Some people call me that.
No, Alex went off with Poppy. They're going to solve some crimes, I guess. He's getting an outfit on. I don't know. But someone spilled literally gallons of Slurp Slop. What?
I don't want another theme episode.
No, it's not a theme. Someone just spilled gallons of Slurp Slop on the ground and tried to clean it up with a bucket or something. I don't know. It's annoying. And Alex left, so I have to go clean this up by myself.
That's the kind of thing we cleaned up every day at the theater. I don't see what the big deal is.
It's legitimately a big deal. It is physically a big deal.
It's everywhere.
Yes, Ragnar, it is everywhere. That we can agree on.
Hey, Theo, it's Alex the Projectionist Detective again.
What's with the voice?
Oh,
yeah,
good
see?
God.
I'm here to solve the case, but we need to find Moppo. He's sitting here with Ragnar the idiot, and he needs to find Moppo to clean this mess. And maybe Moppo knows how the mess started in the first place, see? Meh, see?
Okay,
meh.
That is a lead, but
guys,
also...
Guys, what? We're doing a Timmy Failey review and the top five kid detective movies. All right, we're not doing this thing, whatever this is. We're
shot him, man.
Can I just clean? No, Alex, you just hang on a second. Theo, just hang on a second. I need help cleaning this up. Theo's on the phone, so Alex, that
just
leaves
leave
you
it.
To help me. I can't leave it. We're gonna get ants. Ants,
that
dude.
That's how you get ants, yeah. But the best way to clean this mess is to find out who did it.
Yeah, you know who knows everything? Schmeckle.
Schmeckle knows.
Schmeckle knows everything.
Schmeckle probably knows where Mappo is, see?
Guys.
Peter, you stay here and clean up this mess like a good boy.
Don't leave me
We're
here.
Gonna go out and solve this mystery.
I need
mystery.
Help. Guys, hey.
Let them go. Let them go. That's fine. You and I will do the podcast, Peter. Just like the old days. It'll
no,
be great.
No, he's taking my phone. No,
give me the phone.
Give me the phone back.
Don't me with you.
People need to hear this mystery. Thank you, Poppy. This is pretty big for you, Poppy.
All right. Can you hold the phone?
Theo, we're going to need you to shut up for a second. Because we're going to go out and find the usual suspects. We're rounding them up.
Stop it.
Mute him.
I don't know how.
You are not going to mute.
I did it!
You stupid idiot!
I did it, see?
You stupid, let's go.
Yeah! We're gonna solve this mystery, you and I, Poppy.
Yeah.
All right, let's
you
go
and
find
it. Play the intro! Do it! Play the music right now!
Play the intro, see?
Real.
Butter.
I see dead people.
I thought you weren't insane anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually a thing. I'm a being.
My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
Maybe it'll all just go away. Like a bad dream.
I doubt it.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
All right, first thing, Poppy, we got to get our first person to interrogate.
Schmeckle.
We got to figure this out. Schmeckle, let's
run. You can understand him, right?
I can understand the rascal.
Because I can't.
He's a very smart man.
Gibberish.
He knows everything. He does not speak gibberish. He's a very smart man. We're going to talk to him about everything. He's going to figure out what's going on. See, he knows it all. We're going to dive into the
kernel. Okay, let's do it. Here's a spatula. Okay. We're going to pry him off the ground.
We're going to pry him out of the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to rip him. Well, we did. All right, okay.
Because he doesn't have limbs.
Well, let's talk to him first. Let's see if he knows anything. Schmeckle, what's up? Come on. Well, there's a mystery going
on. Come on. He's not actually talking.
I appreciate the comment on the hat. There's a mystery going on here, Schmeckle. Someone spilled all the slip-slop, gallons of it. And they tried to cover it up with more buckets to catch the slip-slop and just spilled that too.
Yeah, I don't know who did it.
And we're going to talk to you because you know something and we know it, Schmeckle. So give us a deuce again. Right, Schmeckle, you know too much. I can tell already you're hiding it. I love you, but we're going to have to do this. We're going to peel you out of the ground. We're going to take you to the crime scene. Just get him out of here. Just be calm. We're going to do this real quick. All right, get him out. All right, got it in the right spot. Okay, Schmeckle. I mean, isn't it cool to see the world from his perspective, Schmeckle?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool, right?
Come on, Schmeckle!
I'm sorry, yeah, hold on. You're smacking around.
Yeah,
you got Chuck Cookie to crack, Schmeckle. How dare you say something about my mom like that? You're from the streets, aren't you? You know everything, don't you, huh, Mr. Smutty?
You're sorry, Schmeckle!
We'll see what happens when we take you downtown, Schmeckle. Come on, you're coming downstairs with us.
Does he know where Mappo is?
Oh, yeah, by the way, do you know where Mappo is? In the closet?
Yeah.
Oh, the other closet.
Why didn't we think of that?
I'm so sorry, Schmeckle. Thank you, but you're still coming with us. You're still coming. Thank you for the Mappo info. That was very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like the new candy you got there on the side. It was very nice.
Oh, he smells.
He really does.
That's
I'm still going to kiss him, though.
He's a massive
Now come with me.
Don't
come
kiss him. You don't know what's on him.
I can see it right there. Oh, you know what?
He's
I don't know what that
he
is.
He's a massive
I'm gonna have to taste it. Tastes great! But Schmeckle, you're coming with us.
Alright, let's go to Mappo.
Real.
Butter.
You're not muted!
I'm hit it! Buttons now.
Oh my gosh!
Kill you, and I swear to God, if you put me on mute again, I'll... Hello?
Hello? Hi, Theo. Sorry about that, but we're solving a mystery.
Yeah, we got our first lead.
Yeah,
I know. I've heard everything. I don't want to hear any more. I want to do the podcast.
All right, fine. Peter, you take it away. But keep
Where's
clean.
Where's Peter?
I'm right here. They just came back. Can you help me instead of watching me clean?
What? Can't you do the intro to the thing?
I'm not doing the intro. I'm cleaning right now.
God, that feels so good to be Ragnar.
Oh, Ragnar, just stop talking.
Okie doke. Okay, look, Peter, just do it real quick.
Theo, can we just postpone this, please?
Do the intro. Do the intro.
Oh,
come
my
on.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Do it, Shane.
Fine.
One, two, three, go.
Coming to you from the entirely empty employee break room of the... What, Ragnar?
It feels good.
Okay. Where was I?
In the break room.
Apparently you're in the break room, but I mean, that's not true, obviously.
Fine, I'm coming to you, cleaning up this stupid mess.
Thanks.
It doesn't rhyme. I'll start over. Coming to you. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
You're doing great.
Coming to you. I mean, entirely empty.
Oh, feels great.
Employee break room. Okay? On the quiet and quarantine, whatever, theater bro. And I can't do this.
You can clean better.
What?
That's how we start the show. You do the little intro. We have the music, the intro, and then, I mean, come on, we can edit all this out. It's fine. Just start over.
Fine.
Just plow through. Just keep
coming to you from the entirely empty employee break room of the fabulous and family-owned operated Theater Brothers Theater on the quiet and quarantine outskirts of my American city. This is the Real Butterbur Cast.
See, you don't have performance issues. It's all in head.
Okay, Ragnar.
$20 to Ragnar.
I'm not giving you $20.
Then bring me out again, baby.
I am. Yeah. Not because you wanted me to, because I have to, because no one else is helping me clean up this mess.
Peter, you're doing a great job, and you keep on cleaning.
Okay,
can you have any ideas about how to solve this mystery?
No, can you help me clean up the mess?
You don't have one idea about how to solve this mystery.
No, because this is a mess.
Not one single thing. I'm giving you a chance right now, see?
It's a mess.
All right, if you do come up with an idea, though, I'm going to constantly shut you down at every chance.
Fine. I mean, there is one thing.
Not Peter! You lost your opportunity. Theo, what did you want to talk about?
We're going to talk about Timmy Failure, and then
we're
going to talk about kid detective stuff. So.
Oh, I think I actually saw that.
Yeah, that's within the genre of what we watched. She was a kid detective. There's other kid detective movies.
This is solve the stupid mystery. Why are we talking about a movie?
Well, we're doing the podcast at the same time. We'll get back to the mystery. Don't worry. You'll get me back into it. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
This is a completely trivial mystery. It really does not matter.
Ragnar is interested, though.
Ragnar, not while I'm cleaning with you.
I certainly hope mystery is solved by end.
When you're in my hands and you speak and you make it weird. Well, Theo, did you see the movie?
Yeah, I did. I really liked it. I thought it was sort of quirky and fun and unique. The child actors were excellent, especially the protagonist.
Yes, I agree. That kid is really good.
He is a good actor. Mm-hmm. Not gonna
Winslow lie. Winslow Fegley.
What's his name?
Winslow Fegley.
Winslow? That's such a cool name.
Not a cool haircut, cool name though.
Oh, come on.
No, he's got sort of a mullet situation going on there.
It's the one thing not described in the movie that I'm kind of like, could use a little bit. Like maybe his dad gave him haircut and he's consistently cut it that way since he left. I don't know. There's a lot of dad stuff in this movie. I would say a lot of it reminded me of Boy, honestly. Yes. Tiger's Boy.
Yeah, you know, that's funny because I saw some reviewers talking about how it has sort of a Wes Anderson feel, but I didn't think that was the case.
I'm going to get into this a little bit here. So do you guys know Tom McCarthy at all, the guy who's made it?
Not personally, no.
So he's never come into the theater and watched a movie at all?
Not that I know of.
Okay, very interesting. So he was an actor for years. He got a few small roles, and then
I'm
just swimming in this right now. I'm enjoying it so
Stop,
much.
Stop, Ragnar.
Ragnar, have good time.
Ragnar, quiet.
They clean.
Quiet.
Peter's not cleaning. Hey, everyone. Peter's not cleaning. He's just swilling engine water.
No, I'm cleaning. Look.
No, the water's cold now. I need warm water.
Fine, I'll get warm water. Just shut up.
Thank you. Tom McCarthy started as an actor, and he went through a lot of different improv in school and college and everything. He broke onto the scene with a couple of relationships, most importantly one with George Clooney. They met early on, and then it was around the time that he did a stint on a show called Boston Public, where his character was in, and then he had to go, I think he got shot from a school shooting. And he took the money from Boston Public, and he made his first movie, which was with Peter Dinklage, Michelle Williams. I'm sorry?
It's a good name.
What was a good name?
Peter.
Peter Dinklage?
Yeah.
That's a good. I got you.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah, Parker. Peter's a good name. Keep cleaning.
Yes, so, I have to get warm water. I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, please. McCarthy made the station agent with Peter Dinklage, Michelle Williams, Patricia Clarkson, and Bobby Cavanaugh.
It's that was in 2003.
Yes. Great movie, good year. Honestly. Love it. It's a good year. It's a great year.
It was one of the best.
Matrix movies, sure.
This is my life, not yours.
But now or never.
It's my life.
So fast. Thanks. Okay. So after he was done with that, he got a lot of press for it. Peter Dinklage became a bigger hit. He started doing more TV and stuff like that, working his way to Game of Thrones. McCarthy would then go on to get a Oscar-nominated performance out of Richard Jenkins in The Visitor, which is a really good movie.
2007.
Yeah, it's also
A good year.
He would go on to make Win-Win with Paul Giamatti. All of these would be critically acclaimed, and then he took a break. Ooh. And he decided to act again, and he was in the fifth season of The Wire. the fifth, one of the best shows of all time.
What year was that?
2008.
Oh, man. What a good year.
Yeah, it's just after 2007, which also was a better year.
No, I don't know.
2008 was the Wall Street crash.
I think every year tops the other year.
2020?
No.
Guys,
maybe
okay.
Not a good year.
Yeah.
But I'll talk about it when the year is over.
Oh, okay. Okay, right, that's true. So he would then take some time. After spending a lot of time with reporters doing The Wire, he took a lot of time working on his next big picture, which would be Spotlight. But it wasn't the only picture he was working on. He was also working on The Cobbler with Adam Sandler, and he was making both of them at the same time, almost. Now, The Cobbler didn't do well, and he does speak about how that isn't critically acclaimed, but he does speak about the process of how he went from The Cobbler to Spotlight. He was editing The Cobbler when he was writing Spotlight.
Whoa.
So he talks about how the process cinematically
went into writing. Yeah, how can you multitask like that?
Spielberg has been doing it for years.
That's
and
crazy.
I think that's how he wanted to be. So Spotlight would be huge. It would get a couple Oscar nomination performances for his actors. It would also win Best Picture of that year.
Wow.
Pretty heady topic, but it's handled very deftly. And you start to realize that when it comes to McCarthy, he has a good sense of not necessarily realism, but subtlety to the way he handles his characters. There are no heroes. There are no villains, I feel like. Every person is just living their lives. And the conflict happens naturally through the interactions. The station agent, barely anything happens. Same thing with Visitor and Win-Win. Spotlight, it's about the thing that they're looking into underneath everyone's decisions. So you see huge corporate people have to deal with the remnants of what's going on with the Catholic Church and how they deftly talk about that with those reporters who all they want is the truth. And he gets Spotlight, wins Best Picture, does all the stuff, decides that he wants to start working with kids again, because there have been kids in his movies.
Kids are pretty cool.
And he likes working with them. So he starts to executive produce and direct a couple episodes of 13 Reasons Why, which had some controversy and stuff to it. But in that process, he started finding kids that he wanted to make this Timmy Failure movie out of with Disney. After The Cobbler, which Disney had liked some of the sensibilities of, they thought he would be very good for this. And there's a few things that are in his stuff that you see in other things, like he uses libraries a lot. He has a thing about men, like doofus men. They're not men children, but they're just sweet, dumb people. Bobby Cavanaugh, the station agent. There's another person in The Visitor. And certainly the guy who's dating Timmy's mom in this is just a lovable goofball.
Right, right.
Like
he had a little soul patch.
Exactly. He's like, normally if you saw him on the street, you'd be like, that guy, I don't like him. He's just, that guy's a goober.
But then you get to know him.
That's right. Everyone in this movie, like the more you get to know them, the more you empathize and understand who they are. And
right.
It's not, and it's the little kids too. The little girl, Basie or whatever her name starts with an M.
Yes.
Really good. I thought she was better than the kid.
Yeah.
I thought she was better than Timmy, to be honest.
I mean,
Molly Moskins.
Yes,
any kid.
Played by Chloe Coleman.
All the kids in there were just very, very good actors.
Yes.
It was kind of annoying.
That's
why I hate the movie.
Just, aw, Peter.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, that's how Tom McCarthy got the job in the first place. And when you look at the kind of sensibilities he has, he's never really done anything Wes Anderson-y, but he is laid back. He is subtle. He doesn't like to do the kind of things you see in this movie. Like, the thing, I would say this is less Wes Anderson and more like grown-up JD from Scrubs. Constantly imagining things, constantly going into
fantasies. Well, yeah, it's in the kid's head. And anytime they say something like, hey, do you want a bear claw? And it's a donut. He imagines someone, like, surgically removing a bear. And he's like, oh, my gosh.
Some of them are really adorable, and I really love them. But at the same time, I was like, I feel like I'm just watching Scrubs now.
Really?
Yes. After a while, I was like, you know how Young Sheldon is a show? I was like, welcome to Young JD, the show. He's just a detective instead of a doctor. And I was like, that's fine. I'm loving this. But after a while, that's pretty much what it felt like.
Hey, you know, while you talk and wave your hands around, you could also do that and have a rag in your
hand. I can't see. I gotta move my hat down. See?
Yes, but you've been talking this whole time and just staring at me.
Well, Theo wants me to talk about the movie, but you're right. We need to solve the murder.
No, we
don't. It's not a murder. We need to solve the spill. We need to solve the spill.
I'm with Alex. Let's go do that. This podcast sucks.
It would help because I am still cleaning this up with Peter. Peter's slow.
I'm not slow, I'm thorough.
Rag has different opinion.
Okay,
wait,
do you want to
wait, we're not done, are we? More to say.
No, I'm going to solve this mission. This takes precedence.
No, why am I
always... to figure it out.
No. Ladies. Don't take the phone again. Why do you take the phone?
We're going to take the
phone. Peter, no.
My hands are wet and sticky. I'm not going to grab the phone. I might ruin it.
Theo, you shut up. Alex?
Don't,
yes, Alex?
Don't you dare put me in your pocket.
I'm going to press this button. I'm pressing the button.
Don't you dare.
Slurping your slop, Slopping your slurp, got Susan and guzzle down your slurp slop.
Hi, I'm Theodore Theater here at the Theater Brothers Theater, here to talk about our patented drink, Slurp Slop. We created it ourselves to excite your tongue and give you a satisfying experience. It goes down thick and creamy and cold, and we've got some wonderful new flavors available, like fudge celery, tangerine cinnamon, gouda, avocado peanut butter, minty raisin, vanilla grass.
Yeah, vanilla grass is actually one that I just came up with, so it's really good. I'm going to try it right now. The smell is slightly unbearable, but it tastes really good. See?
I can smell that from back here.
No, you know when you like gulp a bit of air down right before you sip something? It's like that, like it's stuck in your throat. Sorry. No,
I can smell it in the attic.
It tastes really good. See, you just swish it around real quick so you get the grass shavings.
It's making the smell worse.
Okay, you know, we're supposed to be trying to sell the product.
No, it's good.
So you're going to throw up.
If you like vanilla, and you know when you freshly mow a lawn, and then, oh, that smell, it smells so good, freshly mowed grass, right? It smells good, Alex. Alex, it smells good.
I don't like outside.
You put those two together, vanilla grass? I mean, come on, it's a good rap name, too.
I can't argue with that.
It's a pretty good rap name, so.
Okay, yeah, this is terrible. This is terrible. Stop.
Slippity slop, slopity slip. That's the way you get slips up.
Stop singing. Slurp. Stop it.
Oh, sorry.
Slop, slurp.
No, no. No one wants to buy this now.
Slip, slop, and slurp till you burp. Then you punch, you jerk. Then you're out of work. Slip, slurp. I'm going to punch you, Theo, for slurp, slop. Is that a good commercial?
It's not bad.
This is Poppy the Popcorn, social media manager for the Real Butter Buttercast. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr for more behind-the-scenes shenanigans. You can be a big-time Hollywood podcast producer for as little as 99 cents a month. Just go to our anchor.fm page and click the support button. And remember to subscribe, like, and review the Buttercast. 5 stars, reviews only.
Poppy, what are you doing?
Oopsies.
Come on, we have to get back to the show, dude. Let's go.
Coming! 5 stars or else.
Poppy!
What?
The Real Butter Buttercast.
Okay, Poppy, so we have to go get Mappo.
Yeah, get him. He's in that closet. Get him out.
I'm really shaken from the interrogation of Smeckle. So
okay, you see this bucket?
Yeah.
Take this bucket.
Okay.
We're going to bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna soak him.
Yeah, what?
We're going to soak Mappo to get information out of him. It'll be fun.
We're going to take Mappo and we're going to dunk him in water until he admits information.
Yeah, bring him out a little bit.
I feel like this is the wrong thing to do.
And if he doesn't talk, we snap him in half.
I'm already shaken from Smeckle,
though. No, just break him in half.
Oh, we break him in half?
Yeah.
No, we still need the mop for later. It's Mappo.
Do it! Get in the door and kill him!
I'm not gonna kill him!
Okay, doesn't
matter. We're gonna interrogate him for information about the spill, because we don't know who made the spill, right?
No. I don't know.
Okay,
let's go ask Mappo. Let's go ask Mappo.
You don't think I should change that, because you sounded...
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe Mappo knows. Hey, Mappo!
Maybe Mappo knows.
Hey, Mappo! Yes,
hey, Mappo!
Mappo, come here!
Hello!
Come here!
Yes?
We want to ask you some questions.
All right!
So... do you know anything about a slurp slop spill?
That is my job to know such things, and yet I don't!
But why aren't you there? Why aren't you at the scene cleaning it up?
Because I'm here in this closet doing whatever I want.
Are you hiding from the law?
Am I hiding and I'm new to
the law? Alex, grab him! He's gonna run!
Hey, why am I upside down?
I feel really bad about this.
That's
I feel really bad.
Keep doing it.
It's not having a turn. I don't know anything. I'll show you. I think this is incredibly uncouth.
Doesn't matter. Put him out, stab him in half.
I don't want to stab him in half.
You're the body meat. I'm the head meat. You do what I say.
Do you mean I'm the muscle and you're the brain?
Yes, but I can trying to tip my little popcorn
tongue.
I feel
like this is the sort of thing we should have figured out before we interrogate.
I couldn't figure out the words, okay? Just be the body meat and I'm the head meat.
This is really something you should have figured out before you captured me.
Get me out.
First of all, if you're going to put me in water, have the decency to put me on the floor and to clean things.
Doesn't matter. Do it again.
Oh, no.
What do you know? Tell us what you know.
This is terrible.
Yeah?
All right, I'll tell you what I know.
Yeah, okay.
You must look for Louis the Rat.
Louis the Rat.
Louis the Rat.
I hate that guy.
Yes, Louis the Rat is... I'm feeling much better now. Yes, Louis the Rat. Look for him.
Cold water. I don't know what...
Kill him. Stop
it. I feel really bad about this. I'm so sorry.
Do it.
Mercy!
Yeah, do it! Come on!
Wait, you can breathe underwater, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, this is kind of moot. Get out of here, Mommy! Yeah.
Oh, how dare you! Very uncalled for! Could somebody please bring me a magazine, though?
You can't read?
I can read.
Come on, Alex, it's a bad name. Please,
the
computer
would talk me. Very nice.
Yeah, he's a good fellow.
He's certainly had my parents read it for me.
Let's go find Louis the Rat.
Don't leave me alone.
Shut up. Shut the door.
Oh, no.
Shut the door. Just shut the door.
Oh, I'm so alone.
Good. Now let's go find Louis the Rat.
All right. I'm pretty sure that was traumatic for everyone, correct?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Poppy, you are leading me down a path in a heart of darkness I'm not ready for.
It's fine.
You show me down the alleys of the city and the places I've never seen.
You're fine.
I'm losing my soul. I'm staring to the abyss.
You're fine. What are you doing? You're fine.
Oh, I'm monologuing.
Sorry,
I'm seeing the world through new eyes, Poppy. The terror of the American dream is gone. I'm done. Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, Elijah.
Hey, are you back? Can you help me clean?
We're back. See, I'm running down to tell you something. Oh!
You spilled it all over.
I am so sorry.
Dude!
We solved that mystery, though.
Oh. Sorry.
When are you going
to... I unmuted him so I didn't have to talk about what just happened.
Dude.
Well, thank you.
At least... Come on, man.
Well, keep cleaning.
I've been riding around in Alex's rear pocket for the last I don't know how long, listening to some really horrific stuff, which I'm pretty sure is illegal.
I farted, too.
What did they do?
I don't want to talk about it. It's quite disturbing.
Peter, okay. We're getting answers. We're trying to solve a murder / spill. Oh, it's a spill. No murder.
It could have been. Who knows?
Poppy really did want to break Mopo in half. It was
you
pretty
wanted
crazy.
To break Mopo?
No, I didn't allow
What's
him.
What's wrong with
I
you?
I tried very hard.
Well, you let him do it.
I did not. We didn't break
You're
Mopo.
You're soft. That's what you are.
I mean, maybe. But you got to be soft to be in this hard-nosed business.
There's no business. The business is you not helping me clean up
this
mess.
Well, if a kid can be a detective like in Timmy Failure, then so can I.
You made the mess
but
even
none of
bigger.
This is important. We make a podcast. That's my only thing that I have. You know, I live in Shoshana's guest room. I don't have a job anymore. All I've got is this podcast, you know? And you guys just goof around the whole time.
Fine, Theo. Your life is very, very sad. So let's talk about the movie, okay? I liked it very
I'm
much.
Not messing around. I'm cleaning up the mess. Just so it's on the record.
Just keep cleaning.
No, I think what you said about the director, I think that really makes sense to me now that I think about it in that context.
Okay.
Because I think it had a lot of nuance. It wasn't like a corny kids movie. I love it when he's kind of looking at his polar bear.
Oh, yeah. Let's mention that.
Unprofessional, you know?
Let's mention that.
Sort of like,
he has an imaginary friend that's a polar bear. That
1,500 pound polar bear.
That appeared when his father left him.
Yeah. It's a good metaphor. He calls it Papa Bear. It's a big... lazy bum that is supposed to help him but never comes through.
So it's an imaginary polar bear, but it's actually just a polar bear.
Honestly,
it doesn't talk.
Yeah, it doesn't talk.
Well, no, I'm saying that in a good way. Like, it took a turn, but not to the extent you thought it would. Like, he's not a talking polar bear. He's just a legit polar bear looking through trash half the time.
Yeah, it's just a lazy... He's a terrible partner. And
Timmy's always disappointed in him.
Oh, yeah.
It's really funny.
It's so funny when he dives into the dumpster and he's like, that's a demerit.
I was getting a little sick of the demerit joke.
Really?
And then they cut it at the exact time I wanted them to. And I was like, sweet. All right, you're pushing it too far. You got me. All right, bring it back. But there are moments like that where, like, when he says goodbye to the bear...
Oh,
and
man.
They actually show the clip and the keep cleaning.
I'm
they
cleaning. Actually, you see me cleaning.
I do.
Hear me cleaning.
And I appreciate it because I'm solving the murder after I talk about this movie.
Ragnar and I are playing the quiet game now. We figured it out.
No, we figured it out, right? Just, I mean, I'm really freezing cold water. I don't want to keep saying this. Ragnar, very cold. Ragnar has been screwed on for.
You're not going to be able to get Slurp Slop up with cold water.
Fine. all go get another bucket.
Thank you.
No, thank you for the help.
You'll be moving the puddle around.
Could Ragnar also get sandwich?
No.
Ragnar asking too much.
You know what?
Ragnar, you don't even have to eat. What kind of request is that?
It's more of a power move, but Ragnar understand.
Fine. I'll go get some warm water. I'll be right back.
And a sandwich.
No.
Peanut butter and banana.
Fine.
I like it.
Oh, Alex, this reminds me of the time when all the rag people kind of started a little rebellion.
I know. I was pretty anxious that day. We were all talking about what we were rebelling against, and quite honestly, we had no idea. None of our brains could really establish something, and then someone spilled, and it was a whole mess, and we ended up cleaning it, and it was a good time. Yeah. Cookies were shared.
Well, I mean, it's difficult to fit a brain in such a kind of a thin membrane. You're maybe 2 centimeters wide.
Not a lot of space, but we absorb a lot of info. Water.
Cares about your stupid rag people.
Well, Ragnar saw a movie. Ragnar has an opinion on movie, too.
Poppy, I've always found their conversation quite absorbing.
Oh, Peter, why can't you be like Theo?
I don't know, because I'm trying to get some hot water.
Thank you.
No, thank you for the great input.
You're welcome. I think Peter's got a bit of attitude, honestly.
Oh, you think I got an attitude? Bad
employee. The stories I could tell you.
Oh, Theo, you bust so much.
Is this water feel better?
It feels great.
And you remember that sandwich?
Could you?
Not happening. Can't hear you. You're in the water. Can't hear you.
Rag, very happy. Anyway.
Yes.
Are you done with Ragnar?
This is a very official Regal Butter review going on right now.
So anyway, honestly, the kid is really, I would say this is a better version of Book of Henry. Did you guys ever see that?
I did not.
It is not good. It is about a kid who is just as precocious and smart and decides to murder his neighbor.
What?
And when he can't, because he gets brain cancer, he writes a book to make his mom do it. It's incredibly out of touch. It's in bad taste. And it's just weans on this whole, this little kid is smart kid. Don't eat Ragnar!
I'm not eating Ragnar.
I was enjoying that.
Okay, well, the slurp slop kind of tastes good. So.
Being absorbed in it, it does taste good.
It's blueberry grass.
What? I'm in blueberry
Alex,
grass
did you know
right
that,
now?
That Peter and I actually created slurp slop.
You created slurp slop?
Yeah, we didn't want to pay the royalties for, you know, the name brand.
Well, just shut up for a second, Rag. He's talking to me. Okay. So you invented Slurp Slop, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's the major brands of that kind of frozen carbonated beverage, and they were just asking too much. So I basically just went on the internet, found kind of a home recipe version, patented it, Slurp Slop.
He whited
and,
it out.
You whited
that's
it out.
Sort of like the house blend there.
Oh,
the
that's
theater.
That's theft. You're a thief.
Not really, because I'm actually taking Theo's side, because we're putting other ingredients in it, like grass.
Oh,
and
God. And kombucha.
Yeah.
Let me guess.
We put all of our personal favorite flavors right in there. Chocolate, tangerine.
Ragnar is immediately regretting decision to help clean.
Vanilla. Vanilla is a good one.
Vanilla is certainly not appropriate for slurp slop. It's more of a fruit-based thing, right?
No, not really. Not for us.
I guess Rag is just Rag. Rag knows nothing but Rag.
Alex,
our dad always warned us about fruit.
Yeah, fruit's bad.
Yeah.
What?
I remember he used to look at us and say, kids, don't eat fruit.
I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah, no, he
your
said...
Dad is the worst. Your dad told you not to eat fruit?
Yeah, he said it's bad for us. Why?
Dude, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Apple.
Oh, I just... I
no,
just
no, no,
remember...
no, 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 you've got it wrong. No, he used to say that. He's like, an apple a day, and you'll go to the doctor, and then you'll be away.
Oh my gosh, no, that's not a thing. Doctors don't take you away.
You should have seen our hospital bills.
Wow.
Was it all because we didn't eat fruit?
Yeah, dude.
Should I have not jumped off that tree?
No. What else did you do?
Well, I was going to eat an apple, but then I decided to jump off the tree.
Peter, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
That you should keep cleaning. Keep cleaning, because I'm going to solve this mystery.
Oh my gosh.
So the movie,
it seems like Tom McCarthy, his sensibilities and his sort of more realistic, nicely shadowed shooting style really kind of redeemed material that could have been quite easily mishandled. Woof! That's all I got.
I would say, yes, considering that the books
go for about seven.
It was a book.
It was a book, but the books go on for seven. Oh, it's a
book series.
Yes, it's a book series.
You know, you can see it in the movie. Well, and it just said, you just know that movie was a book.
Well, I'm going to...
What's the deal with that? Well, how can you tell? There's a weird...
Well, first of all, they basically set up characters that would not be a thing. So there's two girls in his life. One that he, like, pretends is a Russian spy, but really...
Well, she was, wasn't she?
No. He likes her.
Maybe I was following the movie wrong.
I think you were. I think you were mistaking fantasy for real. And that's the problem that I kind of have with the movie. We'll get into it. He kind of likes the girl who's a Russian. They mentioned in the movie that maybe he likes her, which is why he's, you know, treats her that way. And then there's the girl who likes him that he...
Uses,
but also it's his Girl Friday, based off of old film noir detective tropes. She likes him. And that's two different girls that down the way for seven books, you can lay that groundwork that could be used later and in other movies if they wanted to make them. But I did find it... the moment I knew I was reading a book movie was The Girl Who Likes Him. That is absolutely a better version of Hermione. 110%.
Oh, yeah. No, I can totally see it.
I was like, this is all I wanted Hermione to be.
And she wasn't.
She was way better. I honestly thought so. you would say that I enjoy the message of the film, which is that you need to grow up, but not to lose the things that make you who you are. Because when I was young, I loved Animorphs. I loved a lot of things before I moved here. I'm going to be honest. I moved here in 97 to Minnesota around the time of middle school, and I had no friends. I started school a month later than everyone else. I loved stuff like Animorphs, weird stuff. And honestly, middle school beat it out of me. Middle school made me absolutely normal for the longest period of time, and I didn't like myself. I couldn't talk to my parents about it.
It sucks. At least you had middle school. I didn't even go to school.
You did?
No, I was just here at the theater.
Huh.
Never went to school.
You should keep cleaning. Anyway, I honestly think...
Well, this is why, like, when Peter hears books, he thinks, oh, those things they make movies out of.
Well, yeah, I just figure it's the same thing, but just written down.
Yeah, you didn't think Anne Frank was real until we saw the movie Diary of Anne Frank.
Oh, I knew she was real in a way.
When she saw the movie.
Maybe.
You knew there was a movie about
it. Okay, yes. I may have watched the movie and then learned about it.
Yeah, I really wish those crazy kids had gotten together. Anyway, when it comes to Timmy Failure, I really appreciate the fact that there is... his parent is going through such trauma or drama that just trying to get their kid to be normal is the only way that their life can have some semblance of ordinance.
Any
like, sense she can't of it. Get anything structured because her kid is so weird. And it makes sense that at her worst, she would be like, just be normal. Like,
yeah.
Stop being...
Pretty much, that's word for word.
Just be normal. Be like other kids. I'm sick and tired of it. And it breaks his spirit. It really does. And I do like that aspect because that... Him being a detective does make things worse. His agency that he speaks about in the movie.
He's delusional.
He's delusional because he's filling a hole that came from his father.
Yeah, whatever.
But the idea of agency, he's actually using it correctly in several different ways throughout the movie. The way he says agency, like a detective agency, he's talking about agency as the thing that drives him, both naturally as well as the agency to solve the crime of
his passion. His...
Everything that is about him that he can't explain that other people find odd is his agency. Thank you so much for getting in there. Like, get on your hands and knees.
I'm already on my hands and knees. You want me to lay down face down?
I really appreciated work, too. I'm not doing
Ragnar,
my work here.
Ragnar,
I can relax.
Yes, you can relax and stop talking.
Anyway, I honestly think it's really impressive to see someone like Craig Robinson sit down with him and say, I was like this, too. That life is a balance of... being an adult as well as not losing the things that make you that is
what
it's everywhere.
You don't want me to clean.
I'm so
you want
sorry
me to
I
clean?
Spilled it again. It's
yes
just
yeah apology not accepted. Don't spill it again.
I'm gonna solve it. I'll figure out who did it.
I don't care who did it. Just help me clean it up.
Anyway, I also think that
Craig Robinson is Mr. Jenkins. He was great.
Oh, he was
very
so good.
Understated.
Yeah. Did he die in the end?
No.
Who's the teacher that potentially died in the end?
The inconceivable.
Yes, whatever.
Wallace Shawn as
not...
Frederick Crocus.
It's in his name. It's in his name.
The house drove into his.
But it didn't though.
Well, no. Wait. Are you saying the movie was dedicated to that teacher's name?
No. I'm saying his. It's in the name. Croak. He croaked.
He died. Crocus is his name, right?
Yeah, but he died.
He did not die.
But it said at the end,
that's,
it said...
But that's the thing. Like, his name is Crocus to make you feel like he's going to die at the dam, but he doesn't. That's the point.
Damn.
They all think...
Sorry. I just was saying...
I love it. I love it.
I just said damn. Like, the thing that holds water.
But the adults are really good in this. Craig Robinson's speech with him at the end, his relationship... There's a movie called Morris in a Morris from America... which is another movie where Craig Robinson plays a dad with a kid who's going age, but in Germany. Really good in it. Craig Robinson is pulling out some really great roles lately with kids. But his catching, like, I would say my favorite thing about this movie is the sense of humor. The kid is so good. Robinson is so good. Like, everyone is super funny in this movie. A lot of it has to do with them taking, like, the dialogue that would be in, like, a Raymond Chandler thing and turning it on his head. Him having that... He isn't, like... He doesn't have, like, Asperger's or anything. He just carries himself like a hard-nosed detective.
It was pretty clear that he didn't really have anything like that. He's just weird. Everyone's been a weird kid before.
He keeps his feelings at check because he had lost something.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very much a detective-type trope. And then
like Flo, the school librarian, is sort of like a, you know, like a hard-nosed kind of police chief or something, the way she talks to him.
Very,
you know,
true, yes.
Oh, here you are again, failure.
That's not the first time that Tom McCarthy has used a librarian in his movie before. I think he thinks that's a really good place for kids.
I think there
needs
to be more librarians in movies, just in general.
Honestly.
I'm not going to explain any further. It's just my opinion.
Keep...
I'm soaked.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, so help.
I'm solving the mystery.
There's no mystery.
Peter, remember, maybe you guys could lift up one of the, you know, the soda machines. It always gets under there and it gets all stickier on the rim.
Yes. Here, Poppy, you lift the soda machine. I'm going to keep talking about this
movie.
Poppy, you're my partner.
Don't
you got this.
Down there, he'll...
Poppy,
away.
Get it down there. Pick up the thing
Poppy
like
down
that.
There.
Yeah.
There
you go. So anyway, Timmy Failure is really, really good in terms of understanding its characters and then having a visual portrait of the area so that the plot can go in and out. The characters are really great.
I felt
the visuals look great.
Immersed.
Yeah, they didn't shoot that in Portland.
What?
They did not. They shot that somewhere else entirely.
Wow, it's like...
Oh, they filmed it in Louisiana.
Which is really interesting because so much of that movie is about the decorations in the background.
Yes.
The pictures that are placed all around the neighborhood.
I don't know why I'm so amazed. It happens in every movie.
It happens in every movie, but like because he has to shoot somewhere else and because it's such a Portland story, my assumption is the set and the production design was an important aspect of this, which hasn't always been the case with his movies. Except since The Cobbler. The Cobbler really has this kind of Wes Anderson storyboard feel because you're watching Adam Sandler like do these montages of working on shoes. But he really established it here in terms of this is the town, these are the people.
Oh, wait, so that movie's about shoes. It's not about like a big kind of pie.
No, that is about a guy who makes shoes for people, then gets in the shoes, and then can be the people.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
It's not a good premise.
Now I just want pie.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Like an apple crumble, kind of a cobbler situation. That's...
Yeah.
Can you not? I'm really hungry
now.
Cleaning?
Can
maybe
you
with
not?
Like a
yeah, if you want, you have to get, if you want,
there.
You can eat the sandwich that would have been for Rag.
But I want a sandwich.
No, I'm not making you a sandwich. You can't even eat it.
Peanut butter and banana,
you know,
coming
actually,
up.
Now that I think about it, Peter, I've seen Ragnar eat a sandwich. You just, if you put it, on top of him and fold him over and he's moist enough, he'll, like, gradually kind of...
It's kind of like a starfish, you know? My mouth's on that belly.
No. Why are you guys telling me what to do? Why are you bossing me around?
You should be cleaning. I'm not doing nothing.
Oh, you're not doing anything? I think you're talking. Yeah, can't talk anymore when you're in the water, huh?
I bet you're getting real red from this.
Yeah, my hands are prunes.
That's what he said. Ooh!
No, I did say that. I just said that.
Corner of Rag Up.
Can we just talk about the movie? I didn't think I'd say that.
High corner of Rag Up.
No.
No high corner of Rag Up?
No, no one's giving you a high corner or a high five. I don't
okay.
Know
thank you for describing this in audio podcast.
Yes.
Thank you. Very visual joke.
How do you even understand what's going on?
Because you're ringing me up, baby!
It's time for the butter rating. The official Real Butter Podcast butter rating of Timmy Failure.
I'm going to say, honestly, that this movie, if I'd have watched it when I was around the age that this kid was, if I was going into middle school and I watched this, I think this was the kind of thing that I would have needed to watch. Because I was letting go of a lot of things forcibly through other people's acceptance and peer pressure more than just my own sense of growing up, which causes a, like, there's a new Animorphs show that's going to be made soon, and there's a part of me that's like, I can't go back to reading those books. I can't go back to honestly being like,
whatevs, dude.
I agree, but that what is indebted in me, that resentment, comes from, I'm going to take it out real quick.
Just take it out. Oh, God.
You're just twisting
your flesh.
Oh, that's a liver. That is not resentment. I'm gonna put that back in.
How did you even do that?
Okay.
Huh.
Anyway, the resentment that I feel in general, though, I would probably say will go out maybe one day. Maybe if the Animorphs are done well. And that's the problem. Like, being a fan base of something and you want that thing that you pictured in your head and to read some of that for a little bit and then have it just kind of like to make the decision as a kid to say, I don't like this anymore because it's not adult. I don't like the version of me who does it. Like, that broke me.
You want me to kill it?
No, you gotta clean. Keep cleaning. But it doesn't remind me.
I could kill him. I could definitely do that.
This is an honest to God story, and it reminded me when I was watching it. I liked a band. I really loved it. One of the band members made this sweatshirt with his wife, and they would sell a limited edition of them. I wore it at work, and I used to work with a guy who was like an older brother to me. And he literally took a camera out in the middle of work and he filmed me and he just made fun of me wearing that sweatshirt.
What the heck?
And I literally sold the sweatshirt the next day because I felt so awful liking this thing.
Reminds me of my brother.
God. I'm sorry for doing that.
That is a true story that has since had a better ending involving that person. That person made up for it tenfold. In fact, he came back later and
with the sweatshirt.
Well, we went to go see the band later, me and this guy, and he fought for an autograph on their new album.
He fought the dude?
He wrote a note. Dang. And he fought he made it up for me, so that he absolutely did. But that was one of those things that when I was watching the movie, I'm like, Animorphs, the sweatshirt, there is something about not just bullying, but just like when people lose innocence and they see it in other people, they want to take it too. And that is, I don't think that there is a bad guy in Timmy Failure the way there is in other movies like Harriet the Spy, I would say. There is no bad guy in Timmy Failure. There's a parent who's like hard on life.
No, I think the dad is the bad guy.
Dad is a bad guy, yeah. Kind of
sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks.
In the books, he comes back.
Huh?
In the books, he comes back into his life and it causes trauma. Ugh,
stupid.
I just wish
out of his life.
I wish they dropped the father thing after.
You already did the bad deed. Just don't.
Well, that's the thing. You think you're done with your father, but you're not. That's why the bear comes back, which I didn't want. I did not want the polar bear to come back at the end.
It was a little bit weird.
The thing is, you can't. That's the father. The father will always be there. He'll always be something you care about, but he'll never be a good partner. He will never be the appropriate person in your life for what you want.
It's kind of like us, Theo. That's why we just leave Dad in the freezer.
I didn't hear any butter ratings, people.
Fine. I liked the movie. Honestly, that was such a feel-good movie. I forgot about everything. I'm not even kidding. I forgot about the pandemic, as you call it. Mm. I forgot about our current living situation.
Sucks.
And how Dad's stuck in a freezer. And how Theo is just in LA, just stuck there. And
really
Poppy's just
that.
A jerk.
I'm not entirely a jerk anymore.
Yeah, he's helping me solve the mystery of
No, you're a jerk, Poppy. You're a jerk.
You're fine, whatever.
You're a cute jerk.
Yeah, I don't think he can argue with that.
Well, anyway, I loved it. And honestly, I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 butter because I completely forgot about everything. I just was immersed in this movie. I loved every part of it. Even the dumb dad leaving, which was super dumb and stupid. I thought, why not?
That's beautiful. Beautiful, Peter. I mean, the spot you're wiping. Keep wiping that. It's beautiful.
Shut up.
Because I can see
the
floor.
And the butter count.
Okay, I'm going to give it a... honestly, I'm...
He's going to give it an earnest...
I expect nothing less than pure honesty.
3 out of 5 butter.
3 out of 5 butter?
3 out of 5 butter. You know what? I'm going to go 3 butter. 3 out of 5. 3.5 butter.
out of... No, we're not... We can't do this.
3.5 out of 5 butters.
Just say 4.
No.
Round up.
It's not a 4.
You can do
it's
a half stick.
3 out of 5. You can do a half stick of butter. I'm going to say it's an average film that... It doesn't... I think it's really... I think it's a very good kids film. I think it's very funny.
Exactly.
I think it's above average, but I also don't think it's a 4.
No, not exactly.
I'm going to say 3.5 out of 5.
Theo, what would you give it?
While I was watching it, I was loving it.
Exactly.
And it also it reminded me of a personal thing in that when I was a little kid, I started my own detective agency with the kid next door. He wasn't as into it as me, but I went ahead and put his name on the letterhead. So, like, we had our own detective agency.
What?
I made, you know, I made letterhead. I made business cards.
That's crazy.
Go, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
What?
Yes.
No.
I think Winslow Fegley was fantastic as the main character.
He really was.
I thought it was, you know, very sympathetic, but, and he never had to, you know, do that kid actor emoting nonsense that I don't like. He, you know, he was completely... He followed it through all the way.
No, but I will actually, I'll give him props also for being on an entire stage filled with dancers and a crowd applauding with him with a stone face.
Dude.
I was like, that kid is nuts.
Yeah.
He really nailed that shot.
He's very good at the stoic look. And I think, like you were saying, the director did an excellent job, you know, and yeah, 3.5 butter.
You guys are crazy.
Very
it's
enjoyable.
A 4.
Lots
it's a
of fun.
4.
I'm a little hard on it.
I think it's like it's a head above most kids movies for sure.
Yes. It doesn't
And it did actually like it almost it doesn't have the same level of authenticity as like Boy, but
yeah.
You know, it's not insincere either and I think it takes the material seriously.
I got to be honest. I'm walking away with a 3.5 because I feel like it could be better but also butter, but also at the same time I do think it doesn't have the magic and the realism of Boy, but it also is not as dumb as, say, like, God, what was that? What was that Chris Evans, McKenzie?
I don't know.
Movie, The Girl Was Super Gifted. I think that movie is okay, but it's also schmaltzy and cheesy and really predictable.
I don't know. It's the point,
and the kid
isn't
is
it?
Really like what I no. This movie proves that you can hit a happy medium between the artistic realism of Boy and the cheesy Hallmark special.
Right.
Of
and that's why you give it a 5 out of 5 butter.
I feel like I want to go.
It's 4. It's a struggle, man.
He wants to go 4. It's official. He convinced himself. Everyone should.
I'm glad
see this
you
movie.
Did. I'm glad you did, so I can stay at 3.5.
Oh my God! No one cares. Let's go find Louis the Rat. We're not done with this investigation.
We're gonna find Louis the Rat.
No, Bobby, guys.
Bobby, we're doing a podcast.
Here. Not
no,
time.
Guys, we're gonna. I'm gonna. Alex, the projectionist,
no,
the detective.
Just help me.
PIC is gonna be on this. PTY.
Louis the Rat cannot be on the podcast. Okay, if people know that there's a talking rat who lives at the movie theater, we're never going to get any customers.
We're also never going to find out who spilled this shit unless we get to the criminal underworld of the theater.
Peter's cleaning it up, so who cares?
Theo, I'm putting on you. You're going on mute again, Theo.
You
Theo.
Can or not.
We're
no,
going to go
not,
find
right
him. He's muted. We're going to go now.
Yes, see you, Peter, idiot.
So, Poppy, wait, who's this
Don't
guy?
Don't clean up that stupid mess.
Yeah, he's cleaning it up. Who's this guy?
Maybe the rat.
I've never heard of him.
It doesn't matter. Yeah,
this
is go. Let's just smack him around.
I'm just gonna walk up to this guy and give him trouble.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I guess that's what detectives do.
Yeah.
I'm really scared,
guys. There is a simple answer to all of this.
Peter, Shay, you keep cleaning.
Fine, I'll just keep cleaning.
You're gonna do what I say because I'm a hot-nosed detective,
Poppy. I'm very scared about this. I don't know if I should do this. Thank you. Okay,
yeah. Peter, you do it. You do it now because I said
there's
Shay.
A simple answer to this.
There is not a... I gave you an opportunity.
Fine. Just go.
I gave you
just
an opportunity.
Just go then. Fine, whatever.
Anything? You gotta say anything?
I mean, there is...
Nope, too late.
No,
gotta go.
Guys, come
you
on.
You guys, see ya, Poppy
see
and I are gonna find Louis the Rat with an R.
Reginald Trilby is a child detective who...
does a lot of detecting on his downtime when he's not the school president.
But who knows where his dog went, because that's the mystery.
That Reginald will have to solve if he wants to attend the school dance with his best friend and...
other best friend who both have crushes on him, and he has to decide as well as solve the mystery.
But will Cindy choose him or his best friend or his dog? Only time will tell.
If he reveals the secrets that he's been keeping, then...
The murderer will be found out and the treasure will stay buried because this little kid has been holding back secrets that go deep into the town's past.
Like the dog, who might not even be really a dog. I like the dog.
Yes, okay. That's right. And these secrets go all the way to the top, all the way to City Hall.
And in City Hall, where they know about this kid detective, they've got a plan and have been in cahoots with his dog the whole time. And they are going to figure out how to get him out once and for all.
But Sir Barksalot is a traitor, and he has a gun, and he puts a gun to Cindy's head, and the two best friends have to defeat the dog. No?
That's a lot.
I don't know. I'm spitballing, man.
We're all spitballing. And you suck at it.
I don't know. What's my line?
To clean stuff. Go back to cleaning stuff.
I've been cleaning, man. Look at my hands.
That's right. We did pick you up to do this. All right. So, Theo, it's your turn.
Yeah. So, Reginald Trilby will save the day once again and defeat the dog, who's not really his dog, but it's a dog. Clone from another kind of underworld that exists underneath his town.
Yeah. So not the dog thing? We're not doing the dog thing?
No, and he's...
No, it's the dog, but like it's an evil inversion of his dog.
Yes.
That's what I already said. You're just taking my idea.
Yeah, but it's better the way he says it.
Who are we even pitching this to?
I agree.
What?
We're pitching this to us to pitch later to others. He's surviving cancer.
What?
Yeah. That's right. Theo. And instead of holding a magnifying glass, he actually just has an enormous magnifying glass sort of glued to his face.
Yep.
So he's always looking closer.
Oh, wow.
Things.
That really messed up your vision.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like a monocle in his mind, but he's a kid, you know, he's a kid detective and everything.
And he goes blind?
Yeah, and he's also got cancer.
What? What's the cancer thing after
you? You need to come up with that. You're next.
Okay, well, the dog gave him cancer. So
wow, that is...
Yeah,
harsh,
which
man.
Can happen, so watch out, you know, because...
Don't have dogs.
That's cancer. Right. You don't want to drink cancer. Too much of that slobber.
Well, who are you going to send this pitch to?
Macaulay Culkin?
Okay, we're gonna go in. We're gonna give him a hard time, maybe kill him.
What? We're not gonna kill him.
Yes, we're gonna kill him.
No, this is too far. It's just...
Why? If he doesn't give us the answer, we kill him, so the others will give us answers, so we can get a point.
Oh, this is so hardcore. That's I think we're in over our heads.
Come on, you're the body meat, and I'm...
The head meat?
Right, so okay, you just do what I say. You just murder him, it's not your fault.
We're not gonna... What? Okay, so, right, you're not gonna goodwill on to me, all right? It is my fault if I murder him.
No?
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay. No, yes, it is.
Right.
All right, we just can't... we're not gonna do this. We're not going to kill him. We just need to find this guy. Louis the Rat.
Let's barge in. Come on. Let's barge in.
We're going to barge in.
Hey, Louis. What's it to you, huh?
Hey.
Who do you think you are?
Hello.
Yeah. What's it to you?
I'm Louis the Rat.
Louis what?
Nice to meet you. Poppy, who's this guy?
I don't want to talk to you, but I guess I have to.
Yeah. What are you guys doing here?
We want to know what you did about the slip slap spill.
What's slip?
Slip slap spill. Slap him again, Alex. Slap him again.
I don't like that. Stop it! Ow! Okay, I'll talk.
Yeah, talk, you stupid rat!
Don't call me a rat.
A what?
A rat. I know I'm a rat.
Are you saying rat with a W?
Rat, yeah, I'm a rat. What's wrong with you?
When did this happen?
I'm Louis the Rat. To my friends, who are human.
Rat.
But you gotta know I'm a rat, right? Treat me with respect. Ow!
Yeah, hit him again!
I've been working in this theater about as long as you have.
It doesn't matter! Tell us what happened! Tell us who.
I don't know nothing!
Yes, I do.
I don't know nothing.
Alex, chuck him out! Kill him!
I'm just Louis the Rat.
Chuck him out! Chuck him out! Yes!
I feel really bad about this.
Destruction!
Poppy, I feel like I'm doing something.
Carnage!
I feel like I'm choking me as well as him in the solar. I'm letting go.
Oh, don't let him go!
You wuss. You don't know. You don't even have a clue. You guys are knocking on the door. You're gonna barge in on Mr. S and you don't know who you're screwing with.
Mr. S?
That's right. Mr. S Mr. S did all this.
Who's Mr. S?
If you don't even know who Mr. S is, then you don't even know who Louis the Rat is.
I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, I'm Louis the Rat, but you don't know who I am, though.
What?
Like, if you don't know who that guy is, you must not know who I am. You're obviously out of the loop. That's all I'm saying. It's a social construct that you're obviously...
I'm talking to you right now, socially.
Yeah, I'm Louis the Rat.
This is a dead end, Alex.
It's not a dead end. It's a tunnel, mostly. And I've been working on it for quite a long time. I'm a big fan of Shawshank Redemption.
I don't care! So, what happened with the slip-slap spill?
I wasn't there for that.
You weren't there? Who was there, huh? Do you know who was there?
I don't. You're bringing this up to me for
Stop
the
him!
First time. Ow! Ow!
Okay, I didn't say it multiple times. Jeez.
I really don't know what you want from me. The only thing I can turn to is violence.
Okay, just kill him then.
I don't know! Don't kill me!
Come on!
Who's gonna do the thing that Louis does in the theater we haven't actually established yet?
I don't know.
Exactly. So that's why you can't kill me. I'm much too needed here, supposedly. And in the meantime,
I would probably say that it...
Did you just fart?
I did. I'm very nervous.
Oh, my God.
What?
Hey, I think the fart unmuted me. I'm in the pocket. Take me out of your pocket right now.
I'll take you out. Fine. Here you go. So sorry about that. I wish you could smell it. I'm
very uncomfortable with this situation, and
I'm not comfortable
either. You
guys are
just completely on the wrong track here.
I don't want
this. Look, I don't care about this little mystery you're on, but I don't think Louis knows anything.
Now that's going too far. I actually care very much about this mystery, and it's put me back into the mud. It's put me back into it. See, Louis, what's going on? I, once again, am very, very confused about what's going on right now.
What do you know, idiot?
You're going to tell him, see? You're going to tell him, Louis?
Yeah, tell him.
Alex.
Yes?
What?
Can we just go back to the lobby? We'll do the top five kid detective movies.
Okay.
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 And then, like, Peter had an idea. I think you should just ask him what the idea is, okay? Because Louis doesn't know anything, and he probably needs to get back to mopping or whatever he does in the back there in the garbage room.
Certainly far more established than what we could do right now, whatever he does. I'm sorry, Louis. I think we've gone too far here.
But what do you know?
What do you know, Louis? It's just Red Peter Poppy called Peter. I don't know nothing.
He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. He's just a dumb rat.
Actually, that's not true, Theo. I did mention a shady figure known as Mr. S before, and you guys seem to have not taken notes. I would take notes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Louis. Okay.
Did you see anyone? Did you see anything?
Well, you know, I didn't see anything, but Mr. S has been around. Wait a second. I'm not talking to no coppers. Then people are going to know that I'm a rat around here. I'm Louis the Rat, but I'm not Louis the Rat. No. No way.
I'm not a cop.
I'm a
piece of popcorn.
You're a detective. Him and him are saying detective. You're throwing the word detective around.
Yeah, but we're private. Jeez Louise.
Look, all I know about this Mr. S guy is that you got to go to Elliot.
Why Elliot?
Elliot knows everything you need to know about Mr. S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like a dead end.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Fine. Let's go to Elliot.
Hey, do you guys want some candy?
No. Help. Goodbye. See ya.
Oh, man. Do you know kids who want candy?
Well, let's go find Elliot. This is stupid podcast.
Can we not? Can we just do the top five detective movies?
Fine,
please? Kid detective.
Yeah, actually, let's do that. Yeah, let's do the poppy for a second. Yeah, well, we'll talk about some detective movies, movies.
Jeez Louise.
Poppy, what
no
you
one cares.
Fine, whatever. I don't.
Real.
Butter.
Yeah. Everybody. Rounding up the usual suspects. I'm keeping these clues to my chest. Gonna detect the rules, gonna do it fast. Gonna make sure I do it with my hall pass. Kid detective, I'm in school. Never following the rules. Commissioner on my case. Puts me in a big disgrace. Detention. Now where I should be solving the mysteries. Out, I got the key now. I'm busting out the door. Nobody's holding me no more. Timmy Failure. Nancy Drew, you ain't got nothing to do on me. Harriet the Spy. We ain't even in the same company. You need to get on my level. All I know is that I'm on the top level. Can't rhyme another word with level, but I'll solve your crime in due time. You better pay me that hard cash. If I'm gonna fall up in your fast, who killed the hamster? Well, I'm gonna find out. It was probably Wettail, no doubt. You ain't got it on me. Howdy boys, you ain't got on me. Bosco Churchill, you ain't got on me. Don't know what I said, it was probably too bad for this rhyme. Too bad, cause this time you're going down. I found you out. Shut up a second. I found a clue.
What is that? What's
it's blood on it.
Oh,
blood,
there's
blood on the hair.
Oh, ketchup.
Yeah. Oh.
Good.
That's what happened to the hamster.
Okay, so we're ready to do the count, the top five?
Yeah, why not? Since there's more of this stuff on the ground.
Yeah, we're going to have to kill more time.
Thanks for spilling more.
Thanks for cleaning it up.
Yeah, you want help?
No. I've got to solve the mystery. But in the meantime, let's talk about these movies and the genre of kid detectives.
That's right. Well, you know, obviously kid detectives have been around a long time. You got a few famous examples like the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew. And
Young Sherlock Holmes.
I mean, heck, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys, they've been around. The Hardy Boys have been around since 1927.
Wow, what a year.
They haven't really been big in the feature films, though. They've been doing a lot of shows over the years.
Huh.
Obviously, the book series came first, and they republished those every once in a while. And then Nancy Drew, was sort of contemporary, came a little bit later, but rocked out. She appeared in 1930, and a whole rocked series out. Of books there. And then, of course, films and television series from her as well.
So it looks like around that era, post World War One, pre World War Two, there was a rise of detectives.
I wasn't saying a year; it was more like an era.
What a bad era.
no war.
You got the Boxcar Children as well.
Oh, that is a book series that I totally read. They've made a couple movies of them recently with like Martin Sheen's in there, J.K. Simmons in there, Dane DeHaan's in there. It's terrible. They are awful. Don't ever watch them.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't even solve mysteries. They're very bad.
What exactly? Do they just hang on a boxcar or what?
They are orphan children. They find a boxcar, and then the mystery is, where did they come from and do they survive?
Where'd they go?
Well, they do survive, and it turns out there's an old rich man who's looking for him, so he just finds him. And then in the next movie, they take the rich man takes him to an island where they meet ghost Dane DeHaan.
What?
And then they just chill out on the island.
So there's a ghost now?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
They don't solve mysteries. They are stupid. That's what the Boxcar Children movies are. They're dumb. Cheap and badly animated and dumb.
Let's not do the quiz. I'm bad at quizzes.
We're not doing a quiz. We're just rating the movies of the genre.
Okay, we're not doing a quiz?
No, because you know how bad you are.
Top five.
You have to keep cleaning. You don't have time to lose.
Okay, well, you have to do the drum roll every time. That's our thing.
All right.
You have to have a little drum roll.
Okay. Boogity-dack-a-doo. Ka-da-dee-da-doo.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm more used to... It's Peter's.
How about you clean?
Ooh, pizzazz.
Oh my
I like
god,
that.
How about I tell you to keep cleaning and I just talk about these movies with Theo? No. What's the first one?
Yeah. All right, well, number five on the list. See, that would be where you put in the drum roll.
It needs a just drum roll. It's my butt. It's my butt cheeks.
Oh, okay. Well.
I'm legitimately worried for you right now.
Spider on me. Oh my god.
Oh no. Oh no, Theo. We are.
Boo-hoo.
Oh, don't disappear. Keep cleaning. Theo, eat the spider and take its power.
Doesn't work.
Okay. Let it bite you. Become Spider-Man.
Doesn't work like that. Trust me.
Oh,
no.
Keep cleaning.
It bit me on the top. It bit me on the lip.
Uh-oh. Oh, Theo.
What?
Oh no. Theo, quick and tell me what number five is.
Number five. Oh, number five. Number five is 2019's adaptation of Nancy Drew, directed by Kat Shea, and co-produced by Ellen DeGeneres. Interesting, interesting. Based on the Nancy Drew and The Hidden Staircase, starring Sophia Lillis as Nancy Drew.
Well, I do like Sophia Lillis. I think she's got a great couple roles under her back already with It and Hansel and Gretel. Peter.
What? I'm cleaning.
You're doing it joyfully. I need you to be more determined.
Oh, now I can't enjoy cleaning?
Rag, you think you're having way too much fun with this.
Ragnar, stop.
I can't help it. We are a team, and this is not a very good team.
I'll admit we are a team, but you gotta stop talking.
Where's my sandwich?
I'll get your sandwich.
Where's my sandwich, metaphorical woman?
Metaphorical woman?
I'm a caveman, maybe.
You're not a caveman, you're a rag.
Rag!
You're a rag.
Rag!
I'm confused.
I'm confused, too.
Nancy Drew is pretty good. That's what's not confusing. It's a good adaptation, and considering that they made one, 7 years before that, it's a more modernized one.
What year was that?
07?
Oh, that was a good year.
It was the year 2007.
I think I already said that was a good year.
But I'm sure that's later on the list. I would say the interesting thing about this Nancy Drew is that, it isn't the kind of, Nancy Drew is this kind of a thing. It's more like she's just a girl doing stuff.
Seems a little more natural.
A little bit lazy, in my opinion.
Oh.
But also not... It's true to the character, but I also feel like it was more of a TV movie type story setup. They didn't really push too far, I think. Which is interesting because number four is Theo.
Drum roll. You gotta do the drum roll.
Just one more thing. What I think is odd is that this movie came out in 2019, as did... the CW's new Nancy Drew television show.
Nancy Drew had a TV show?
Huh.
Yeah. It's as far as I know, still on there.
Is Nancy Drew within the same world as Archie?
What?
Because that's where all those Riverdale shows are coming from. Is that why they did Nancy Drew?
You know what? For you, it is. It's in the same universe.
That is a... Thank you so much, Peter. You missed a spot.
I know. I missed a lot of spots since you spilled more slurp slop on the ground.
That is a mystery well solved. So I would say... that when it comes to the Nancy Drew TV show and the Nancy Drew movie that just came out and the Nancy Drew that happened before, it's fair to say that she's the Spider-Man of female kid detectives.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
in the ongoing popularity and frequent adaptations. Is that what we're talking about?
That is true, but then also you get another
spider powers?
No.
Oh.
Why did you say spider? Because he got bit on the lip, and I was, you know, thinking about, you feel better about the bite on his lip. Theo, are you okay? But how's your lip? Keeping a stiff upper lip?
It's a little swollen.
I don't care. Thank you. I was just hoping you would get a clue and laugh, because that's the name of the next one. Yeah, it's the next one.
Wait. How are you know? How do you know that?
Because I'm a detective.
Oh, you just looked on Twitter, didn't you?
I did. You're a cheater.
Yes, well, that's right.
You went to Twitter. Because we got
told all of our pals out there in the Twitterverse. Because you can find us at twitter.com/realbuttershow. @realbuttershow. We're also on Facebook and Tumblr and Instagram.
It's almost like Theo has been putting an extra amount of work into this, and I really appreciate the fact that he has.
He's all right.
Keep clean. I will keep solving this murder. Poppy, are we close?
Murder?
Okay, yeah, spill. Sorry, the spill.
Yeah, the murder.
Wait, you're not. I'm not letting you murder anyone, Theo, that's for sure. You've listened.
I don't know.
I kept that phone very close to my butt, and you've been very close to this entire situation, because my butt has.
It did come out of your mouth, though.
No, we didn't murder anyone. We didn't murder anyone. It's because you keep putting it in my head, Poppy.
What? Put it right in the head.
Murder?
Yes,
dang it. Ah, Peter. Keep cleaning.
I am. You don't have to keep telling me to
get a clue.
I clean it.
Because I saw it on Twitter. That is true. And people voted. You were
just
very
do the
nice.
Drum roll.
Yeah. Number four is Get a Clue. Indeed. So this is, of course, the 2002 Disney Channel original movie starring Lindsay Lohan as Lexi Gold, a teenage high school student who investigates a mystery.
And then Bug Hall, her partner in crime.
That's right. The boy who helps her, with Ian Gomez as the missing teacher.
Ta-da-dun! So I've seen bits and pieces of this, and I think it's standard TV movie stuff. It's kind of like, it's after Parent Trap, but it's just before she would be in Mean Girls, so Lindsay Lohan cares a lot about what she's doing. It's okay.
I'm going to say this was voted in because the people who were voting saw this at a particular time in their lives, and maybe it
was
wormed their way into their hearts.
Well, yeah, that there was. It came out of the God. That's Peter. You are
what?
Making a mess even more so.
I'm not.
Than
I'm
the
cleaning
one that I
it.
Made. Maybe we just need to figure out who made the first one too. So just keep cleaning. All right, don't be flapping around.
I'm cleaning.
Rag is getting really rogue around here.
Okay, that's your job.
Rag is not going to argue with that. Pretty happy about it. I don't know why you took it as a bad thing.
Well, you said it in a weird way.
Hey, female Rag, check out Rag. Rag getting ragged
shut
around.
Shut up, go in the water.
Raggedy Andy over here.
You're really ragging on him today.
Ho, ho, ho. Kicking my feet around in the water.
You don't have feet. You don't have feet. You're ragged. I can't hear you. Can't hear you. You're in the water.
You should clean.
Number three.
Drum
that's
roll.
When you do the drum roll.
Drum roll. Yeah, that's a good drum roll.
I'll take it. Number three is the 2009 American comedy film Mystery Team.
The one that got the lowest amount of votes and also neither one of you seen, correct?
Yeah.
It got votes.
Okay, so here's Mystery Team. Mystery Team is about a group of kids who did solve a crime, a massive crime when they were kids, and then grew up to be high schoolers and couldn't let that go. And they walk around their high school being like, we'll solve your crimes. Everyone's else like, we're at a party
drinking
beer.
What crime are you talking
like,
about?
Like, yes, dude, it's hilarious.
That's pretty good. What was that one?
It's solid. Mystery Team.
Mystery Team.
That is a twist on the genre of kid detective.
What was the year?
It came out in
2009.
Oh, that was not a good year.
So it was after the Wall Street crash. So yeah, it wasn't a great year. Many people lost their jobs.
I mean, also the other thing.
So we've got Donald Glover, who also wrote the story.
Well, Donald Glover DC had started Pearson. Making. Yeah, he started making web series as with a couple of the two guys from the movie. They got famous with a video about bro assault. I won't say the full name, but that got them the money to make Mystery Team.
It's also the feature film debut of Audrey Plaza, Ellie Kemper, Neil Casey, Ben Schwartz, and Bobby Moynihan.
Wow. Mystery Team.
Gosh.
I couldn't believe that you guys didn't. I couldn't believe you guys didn't watch
it. You're making it up.
I really regret not seeing it now.
It's a cast list. No, it's solid. It's very funny. It's pre Donald Glover being like Donald Glover. It's before he was even writing jokes for 30 Rock. So, like, he's in full goofball mode. He didn't even do his stand-up. This is like the first real. He's putting a lot of work into it. You can see it.
Yeah, like me, putting in a lot of work into cleaning right now.
Because I see a spot.
I am getting around to it.
I don't think Donald Glover was cleaning up with stuff.
Slip-flop?
Slurp-flop. Slurp-flop off the ground, man. I think he was...
So you're saying Donald Glover spilled it?
No. Why would he... He's not around.
Wait a second. Maybe he... Alright. Number two is 2007's Nancy
Good
Drew.
Year. Very good year for a movie, I think. That I don't... I've got to be honest. I haven't seen either one of these Nancy Drews, so I can't tell which one is different, but I do know that she is younger in this than the one that they did in 2018.
How old is she in the other one? 2019.
Well, in 2019, year. She looks like she's about to graduate from high school, whereas this one looks like they were...
Kid or something?
They were planning on probably, I'm guessing, having a few and letting this actress play that role for a few, and it did not.
So this time we've got Emma Roberts playing Nancy Drew.
Oh my gosh!
And the... Yeah. Niece of Julia...
I'm going to say that I like Emma Roberts, but I don't think she can play. I don't think she's meant for that.
Really?
I think she has. I'm not saying she only can play this, but I like it when she plays jerks or snots or mean people that have humanity to them. Like, I like her stints on American Horror Story where she's a jerk that nobody likes. Peter, what? Stop slushing around.
Come on, man. It's a slurp slop, not a slush.
It's a slurp slop.
No, that's the commercial. Around. That's the commercial. Not through the commercial.
I will remember that. It's a catchy song. Anyway, I haven't seen the Nancy Drew, but I do like... I like the idea of it. The fact that they keep honing it and trying to make it right. It makes me think that I should actually respect what Nancy Drew is as a character and maybe go back and look at it.
Maybe.
Right. Keep so playing, Peter Pan.
Okay. So, yeah, in this version, she's the tagline is small town girl, big time adventure. So Nancy Drew moves from her small, quaint hometown of River Heights to Los Angeles, California. Kind of like me.
No. You're Nancy Drew? Have you solved any, have you solved any crimes or anything?
You know? Small town girl. Sorry, I had to.
Come
on.
All right. So we've had.
I'm really surprised that Alex is resisting the urge there. But
resisting bravo, the urge sir. To
also.
I've tortured so many people today. Well, in the sake of figuring out this mystery, after we name number one.
Oh, well, number one is a no-brainer. It's the 1996 coming-of-age film Harriet the Spy.
Yes.
Directed by year. Bronwyn Hughes.
Who has gone on to do a lot of good TV work since then. He basically got his foot in the door in the early prestige of TV and hasn't left since.
Yes, she did.
Is it she? There you go. I just...
Bronwyn.
Keep cleaning, Peter.
I am cleaning. He's getting kind of annoying.
Oh, boy.
Well,
I did see Harriet the Spy when I was growing up, and I did watch it again for this because it made the number one on the voting list.
So you were looking, you cheater. You're not supposed to look.
I said I looked on Twitter.
You're not supposed to look.
Well, I was taking after Harriet the Spy and being a good detective and spying on
her. You're not a good detective. You're hurting everyone in this theater.
Well, I gotta say, so did Harriet, because the whole point of Harriet the Spy is that she spies on people, writes it in her book, they find her book, and then they totally find out how horrible of a judgmental person Harriet is. And honestly, I don't think that's her fault, because anyone should be able to write a book about whatever they think about anybody and not have it taken away.
Well, that's freedom of speech, isn't it?
Exactly. Like, all of her friends take it away and they're like, you write a terrible book, but like, I guarantee you there's a racist and there's a bunch of little kids. I guarantee there's a little kid in there that's like murdering little pets and none of them know about it unless they read their journal. Like, Harriet gets a hard deal. But I will say what makes Harriet my favorite and probably the closest to Timmy Failure out of all of these movies is that the mystery is not what's important for the plot. Her desire to be a spy, like his desire to be a detective, is the thing that makes them an individual in and of themselves amongst the herd. Her wanting to be a writer is what she needs to latch onto and grow as a person, other than the spy thing. But that is the thing that she needs to hold on to in order to get that far. When their parents take away her notebook that she's writing in too much, it cuts her line the same way that Timmy's mom is like...
Got rid of the desk and everything?
Exactly.
Right,
it's the exact same thing. I think Timmy...
Third act?
I think the third act in Timmy does that, but then it just sort of does it. It's sort of like, this is what happens to kids, they need to grow up. Harriet, on the other hand, really makes an effort to be, or at least to focus on the relationships between girls sometimes, their effort in growing up, the relationships with their nannies, their mother's surrogates, their actual parents. There's a lot of interesting stuff in Harriet that didn't have to be there that I noticed this time around. For sure,
Failure kind of had that too a little bit.
No, Timmy Failure, I think, again, the closest thing to Harriet the Spy is that. And the books are a lot like, because Harriet was based off of one book. Timmy is a bunch of books. I wouldn't be surprised if there's connections to both and parallels to both. Yeah, for sure, yeah. And as a movie, I find it, I as a 90s child, I enjoy the aesthetic of it, although it gets a little Dutch angle-y, like radical. Like, there's a moment where Harriet looks at her best friend when they're trying to suggest games. She's like, how about hide and seek? And Harriet, to her friend, goes, that's the R word. And I was like, oh!
What?
Wow, to your best friend, Harriet. Okay. Whoa. I would be mad about that more so than what she wrote in the book about her. So, but Harriet has a lot of... It's a very strong female coming of age story that is very reminiscent of Timmy in a lot of ways. And I'm not surprised it's number one. It's aged very well, I think.
And just as Timmy Failure was shot in a different place than it's set, this Harry the Spy was set in New York City but filmed in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Liars!
Yeah.
Liars! Pants on fire.
Well, they stick to the neighborhood a lot in that movie. But one of my favorite moments in that movie that I don't think there is a moment like this in Timmy Failure, which really struck me. There's a moment in Harriet the Spy where her nanny goes and takes her and her new boyfriend out on a date. But she doesn't write a note to the parents telling her, could you get in there real quick, Peter? Just like get in those cracks there. Thank you so much. Anyway,
you gotta get the grout, man.
I know! You're really not trying.
Ragnar, stop.
Put some work into it.
I am.
Ragnar ragged out yet.
I've been doing this for 2 hours.
One would debate.
My arms hurt. If I could use my feet, I would. But I'm not that. That's not ambidextrous.
Please don't use feet. Ragnar, not feet man.
Okay, good. Neither am I.
Ragnar, more hand man.
Okay, weird.
Anyway, so I would say... there's a moment in Harriet the Spy where the mom gets mad that Harriet and the nanny and her date have been gone. She comes home. There's already been precedent set that the mom is jealous of the nanny's relationship with the daughter. She immediately fires the nanny for what she did. Ooh. In my mind, I'm like, write a note. But then they also they lay the fact that this woman has been with Harriet since she was a baby. Right. And so I'm like, you don't get that mad over this. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
and as I'm questioning all of this logic in my head, they do something really interesting. She goes, you're fired. And then the nanny, played by Rosie O'Donnell, who's very good in it, goes, you know what? You're right. It's time for me to go. And the mom immediately rejects what she says and goes, I'm so sorry. They even have a scene where they sit her down. And she's like, you know what was going on there. Like, I couldn't. And then she looks at it and she's like, no, it's time for me to go. And Harriet's watching the entire time. And Rosie O'Donnell looks up because she's Harriet the Spy. And she sees her. And that moment really struck me. And I was like, Timmy Failure didn't have a moment like that of actual, genuine, like breaking the cliche. Maybe it's because it's in the book. I don't know. But the way they filmed it and the way they established it, you assume that this is going to happen, that she's going to get fired and have to be rehired back. But no, the nanny knows this is the moment of what's going on. And everyone else is slow and behind her. And even the parents are like, you know what? Like, let's jump to the third act of this movie. And she's like, no, I'm adding something else here. The new element is this. I don't think Timmy Failure did that, but I also think the goal of Timmy Failure is to be way more silly and funny than Harriet.
I think they nailed it like a hammer.
I think they had a choice that they had to make. I like the choice they made, but I do think it's what holds it back just a little bit. Like Harriet can
but
make
you
a
gave
moment
it a four.
Like, Harriet can make a moment like that work, whereas Timmy Failure has to show the dad leaving again when the bear goes. That's holding your hand versus challenging your audience.
You're right.
And that bothers me a little
bit.
Which is why I liked Harriet a little bit more. But Timmy Failure as a that's something so close to this and getting the ideas right and Tom McCarthy coming back from like really strong filmmaking. It is a great kids movie and kids should absolutely
see. Oh my god, no one cares!
On this list, I would put it under Nancy Drew.
What would be your revised top five list then?
If we
include Timmy Failure?
I would say Harriet, having not seen the Nancy Drews, I'll give one of them a shot. You know what? I'll keep the Nancy Drews because I want to watch them both and I'll go Harriet the Spy, Nancy Drew 07, because I trust the fans. Mystery Team as 4. And so I'll go Harriet the Spy, Nancy Drew, Timmy Failure, Mystery Team, Nancy Drew 2018.
What a year. It's 2019.
Boom.
2019. Also get the clue. The clue needs to get out because it's not a theatrical release. That's the only reason why.
To go talk to Elliot.
Lindsay Lohan tried to steal a Russian child from a couple on the street.
What?
What? That's video footage of that happening. That's true.
Oh my god, no one cares about whatever her name was.
She tried to kidnap a child.
Yeah, who cares?
Isn't that a better mystery?
Yeah, and then we're gonna murder someone, so let's go do that.
I'm gonna solve the mystery of what's of how that spilled.
Well, look, I think we should go to commercial when we come back. I want the Murder, She Wrote moment where you reveal everything and solve this mystery once
Ragnar thinks you should have probably talked about the Thin Man series.
Oh, that's another thing. That's, sorry.
Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Just I'm getting my episodes confused. Sorry, Ragnar's ragging it up over here.
Just get in the water so we can clean.
Oh, I feel so warm. Thank you.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you.
Can we go see Elliot?
Fine, we'll go see Elliot. I'm going to put my fedora on.
Peter had one more vital piece of information, so I want all that, and I want this done so we can do a real podcast next week.
Can I just say,
not this?
There is an easy way to figure this out.
Peter, could you just keep cleaning? I'm going to solve this real quick.
Dude.
You had your opportunity.
There's an easy way.
Alex, the projectionist detective, is on the case.
Just shut up, Peter, and let him do it. He's going to kill Elliot.
I am not going to kill Elliot. Please, you're really chalking me here.
No, I just have one thing to say.
I'm just going
to
punch him a lot.
No, punch him a lot. Don't take my phone, too.
Little felty face.
No, don't.
Theo, you're getting muted again.
I don't want to go back in the pocket.
You're getting muted again in my butt.
Get back in the pocket.
Oh.
I'm muting it with a fart now.
Yeah, and it's, you farted on my phone, and it's, you're taking my phone, and you're walking away. Great. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're going to get pink eye later. Anyway, Poppy, you and I got to do this.
Let's go kill him.
Can you still hear Ragnar just slap around?
Guys, you didn't walk that far, and I have one more thing to say. Really easy. You'll figure this thing out in, like, 2 seconds.
Peter, sandwich.
Oh, fine. Fine. I'll go in the kitchen and make you a stupid sandwich.
Why are we going towards this door?
This is the room that I may or may not have locked him in with nails.
You locked Elliot in the room?
Elliot was getting blueberry jam crusty stuff on everything up here, and everything up here is mine, maybe. I don't know.
Let's go talk to him. Do you have the key?
I have, yes, obviously a key opens up all these nails. Okay, I'm going to rip it open here. Elliot? Elliot, hey.
Is anyone there?
Hey, Elliot. Hey.
I need food.
You need food? Oh, I didn't give you any food when I locked you in here, which I did not do. It was not me. Elliot.
You had him up here for how long?
Poppy, don't ask questions like that when I'm up here. See, I'm the detective. I'm asking questions. See?
Just kill him.
Poppy, calm
down. Kill him.
Okay, Poppy. You are chasing the dragon here. Poppy.
And his knife.
Stop it.
And his stupid puppet knife.
Poppy. You're adorable, but calm down. All right. We're gonna play good cop, bad cop here, and I'm gonna be the good cop. See, Elliot? You can see Poppy, my partner. He's going to Crane.
He just wants some food.
How long has it been since you ate last?
2.5 weeks.
That is a long time. In the meantime, could you please answer some questions for me?
What?
Well, there's a spill downstairs, right? And we're trying to figure out who spilled it all, see? And if you can, say, did you go downstairs for any... I know the door didn't open, so this is kind of
I think this is a dead end, idiot. Have you locked the stupid door on him?
That's very true.
Why would we talk to him?
We can get you some food then, right?
Yeah.
How about a sandwich, right?
What sandwich?
Okay, what do you want on the sandwich?
Blueberry sandwich.
Of course, a blueberry sandwich. All right, I'm going to get you a blueberry sandwich. I'm going to put some blueberry on a sandwich, just some bread, nothing special.
We got to go down to the kitchen.
Of course we do, because that's where the food is. But
I'll go get Peter. It might take me 5 hours to get there.
Depends on how simple of an order that Elliot has over here.
We just want a blueberry sandwich, no crust. Okay. Make sure to flatten it.
Wait, I'm gonna write this down.
And then crimp the sides.
You haven't eaten for 2 weeks.
So then the blueberries don't fall out.
That's so specific. That's so hard. You can't just eat
I'm
the food.
I'm so hungry.
But you can only have it that way.
You locked me in here.
I did.
It's all your fault.
Your hand is on my thigh.
Please help me.
Okay.
Your thigh is just nice.
It is nice. I'm not arguing.
Just get him the sandwich.
We'll get you the sandwich.
I actually kind of feel bad.
Do you want any chips or anything?
No.
I'm so sorry for asking about a side dish.
Yeah, it's in... Maybe some, chips.
I regret that immediately.
With, oh, can I get some eggs?
What, do you want us to actually get the eggs from chickens and slice the potato pieces?
Well, no, just, there doesn't have to be potato. I was thinking more like tomato.
Do you want tomato chips?
No, tomato and eggs.
Tomato and eggs? Like, this is Italy? What do you think this is, man?
Me starving to death.
That is true. I did do that. Oh, no, he's Poppy. I did.
Just go get Peter so he can make the sandwich.
Fine, I'll go get
Peter. I'm downstairs.
All right, did you guys... Hello? Why are you just staring at me?
Peter!
What?
Peter!
What?
Peter!
What?
I'm sorry, I'm staring at you, but now I can talk. Peter!
What? Yes. You're right. You're dealing here.
I forgot to feed Elliot.
What do you mean? He feeds himself.
No, he doesn't. I locked the room with nails.
Why'd you lock him in the room?
Because he has blueberry on everything.
Okay. Let's backtrack here. He's starving. I'll make him a sandwich.
He likes a very specific sandwich.
Yes, I know.
He likes
crimp the sides.
That's what he said.
And he likes eggs and tomato, right?
Ah, that's very true.
Okay, luckily I have a whole baggie full of that already here.
There's a baggie of tomatoes and eggs here?
Yeah, just he likes he prefers.
Wow, well, okay. Well, thank you very much. Keep cleaning. I'm going to get that.
Oh, come on.
Real quick.
Fine.
Okay, just keep on cleaning. He's not doing a very good job anymore.
Oh, shut up.
I take that back, sorry. It's very...
Don't get Elliot! Don't get him! He's starving to death!
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Ragnar is just super cool.
Elliot! Hey, I got you some food here, buddy.
Is it crimped on the side? Yes, no crust? Crimped
on the side. They made some. It's right here.
Blueberry sandwich?
You've been waiting forever. Could you just eat it?
Where's the eggs and tomato?
It's right here in a bag.
Do I have a fork?
No, you don't. Do you have a fork? I don't know if you have a fork.
I don't like forks.
You don't? Then why would you ask for one?
Because I like spoons.
Well, then have a spoon. What about forks? Oh, man.
It's half fork. I don't like forks.
Yeah, but it's half spoon, though.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Glass half spoon. Glass half spoon.
Why?
Eat it!
Okay.
Oh, God, this is... I don't know why I... Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is so much... Oh, man, he's chewing so fast. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know puppets chew that way.
This is disgusting.
It really is. Poppy, he doesn't know anything. We gotta get out of here. We're never gonna solve the case talking to this animal.
Thanks, God.
You're welcome, but don't... you know what? I'm locking you back in again. I'm locking you back in. You're just disgusting. You hear that? Nope, because he's...
We didn't have to lock him in here.
But we weren't gonna kill him either.
I don't know about that.
There's a happy median, and the happy median is locked up like it's a classic old book.
I don't know. We need to solve this murder.
It's not a murder. It was a spilling. You have been not helpful, but helpful this entire time, Poppy. Can you give me one good idea when we go downstairs? Jeez.
Okay.
All right, Poppy. We've got everyone together. Peter's down here. Yeah. You and I have to figure this out, all right? We've talked to everyone in the theater. We're missing something, all right?
I have an idea.
You brought nothing to the table, Poppy. Peter, hold on a second. Poppy, you brought nothing to the table. We need one good idea to think about this. How are we going to do
Take me out of your pocket. Take me out of your pocket right
are
now.
Are you unmuted? I had a silent but deadly. It must have unmuted him.
God, I can smell your stupid fart.
Sorry. Theo, yeah, sorry about that.
I have an idea. I have an idea.
Okay,
we
fine.
We should look at the security cameras.
He does. I have a good idea.
What?
We should look at the security camera.
Brilliant, Poppy.
Oh, come on.
You have been
really?
Blessing this entire time.
Oh, a blessing.
Peter, I wasn't
He's been
attention.
Telling you to murder people this entire night.
Well, I didn't do it, did I? There were options.
Look, all cleaned up. Nice. See?
It's all done now.
Okay, Ragnar, I'm going to put you in the washer.
Thank you.
I just have to find the washer.
Oh, my God. That is really... And you don't know... Peter's the worst, you guys.
And yeah, putting you away.
Okay,
do you want to look at the security camera? Because that's what I was trying to say this entire flipping time.
Poppy, what do you think we should
Let's
do?
Let's get it idea? Over with already.
Let's look at the security cameras.
Okay, you seem pretty happy about this, Poppy.
Maybe, I don't
feel like you know something about this, you little rascals.
Maybe, that's me.
Sorry. You're so adorable. I'm going to press play real quick.
All right.
All right.
Oh. Wow. Okay, so Poppy looks like he kicked the cup.
Kicked the cup.
Poppy, you betraying backstabbing.
No, how could Poppy kick over an entire bucket full of slurp slop?
That is pretty heavy, Poppy.
It's not possible.
So it was Poppy. It was just Poppy, right?
Keep watching.
It sounds like something Poppy would do.
Okay, so Poppy
kicked
over an empty cup because it looks like he couldn't kick over the full bucket. So you did try, you little jerk.
Son of a monkey.
Maybe I stole my towel, so I just kicked the cup.
That looks like you kicked it, and then you look like you hurt your foot.
Maybe, I don't know.
You little rascal.
Ah!
But it doesn't answer who you spilled this one.
Oh, look at this. Look who this is.
Huh?
Alex. Oh, what song were you listening to? Your headphones are in.
Oh, it was Malibu by Kim Petras.
So you're really dancing, it looks like.
Oh, really?
Song. You tipped it over? You were the one who freaking tipped it over?
Ooh, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I wonder how that happened.
Look at my dance moves, though.
Oh, my God.
It's everywhere.
Look, it's all over your shoes. How
oh
did you not
God,
notice
it's been
that?
On my shoes the whole time.
I'm
man.
I'm gonna kill you.
I should have known that when I changed
out. Kill him!
Poppy, you've been inside. Wait a second.
Get off of him, Poppy. Please.
Get off now. God,
I'm just
sorry.
He pounced on you like a spider.
None of this answers who the indelible Mr. S is, though.
Maybe I told Louis the Rat to say that.
Poppy, did you?
I don't know,
you pay Louis the Rat to be a double agent?
Not really. He's kind of stupid. So he didn't really know. I just told
him. So there is no Mr. S. I just spilled.
What have I been saying this whole time?
Oh God, you've been saying that you don't want to clean, but we made you clean. I remember that.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. And also on top of that, why does it matter? Actually, no. It matters now because you're the one who spilled it.
I did not spill it.
You want me to rewind it? Look.
I did, actually.
Look at
I
that. Look at that. Pause. Right look at that. See that?
That is the moment.
Yeah, your butt yeah, spilled it.
But, like, the song is so good, though.
I understand that, but also dance the other way.
I can't. This happened before, and the event is over.
Also, why was there even a bucket there?
Because I was gonna flash dance myself at the end of it.
So off. You were gonna spill it anyway?
In a designated spill area.
So then you didn't think that you were the one who did it?
I really enjoyed that song. I think I forgot because I played the rest of the album afterwards.
You don't wanna know who Mr. S is?
Alright, who's Mr. S?
Think about it. Really think about it.
Wait.
Who in this theater has an S? Not an S sound. What are you doing? Take the hat off.
I'm having a Usual Suspects type moment where I remember all the clues.
Hat is off. Hat is off.
It's a fedora. Okay.
The fedora is off.
I fedora the explorer. You not talk about that, you bora. Okay, I'm not.
Guys, think about it.
I'm really confused.
It's not that hard. Who has an S in their name that starts with S?
Peter?
No. Schmeckle, you idiot.
Oh my god, we should ask Schmeckle who Mr.
No.
S is.
No!
Wait, Schmeckle's Mr. S?
It was just a false lead, clearly.
Schmeckle! I'm gonna pick up Schmeckle right here. Schmeckle! Did you do this? I mean, did you honestly call yourself Mr. S and has been using that as an undercover crime boss thing here that had nothing to do with the spill?
Is he using some sort of mind control?
Did we stumble upon a conspiracy that has nothing to do with the mystery at all? So, Peter and Poppy, these are not the drones we're looking for.
What the heck just happened?
And, we're good.
What? No. Give me Schmeckle. Schmeckle, what did you just tell him? Huh. What were we talking about?
These aren't the drones we're looking for.
What?
These aren't the drones.
The drones?
Yeah. Droids. I'm sorry. Droids.
What are we talking
about? I don't think that's what he said.
Did we have a Star Wars episode? What's going on? Why is there blue stuff all over?
Oh, can we watch the holiday special?
Ugh. God, is this Slurp Slop?
All right, you know what? Scrap it. We're not... Just kill the whole episode. We're not putting this one on the air.
Wait
we're
a
just
second,
gonna...
Theo. This sounds like a mystery for Alex the Projectionist,
oh,
the detective.
Don't you dare.
No.
Big old hairy dick, yes! Alex the Projectionist.
Do it all over again.
Yes, Poppy.
Carnage! Absolute carnage! End of the world! Kill everyone! Burn, burn, burn! Yes! 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 Burn!
Talking about kids' movies, for God's sake.
Do it, Ben!
I don't want to be a detective anymore.